You're listening to Rob Siegel's Roman Finance Radio Show, only on Financial Music Rock. Live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots, you know, the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. A very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. We've got a biggie today. Today's a great, great day for celebrating. Today is National Radio Day. And being that we are on Ron Siegel Radio, ronsiegelradio.com, ronsiegelradio.tv, are you getting a pattern here? We've got all our social channels, and obviously we will be recording or playing with our friends KMET AM 1490, ABC News and Talk, all the channels, right? National Radio Day. And for those of us that have beaten anorexia, today's also National Chocolate Pecan Day. So got it all going for us today. We're enjoying the day big time. Hey, let's take a look at the markets. Well, they were doing a lot better earlier in the day. Now the Dow's up just ever so slightly, up a little over six points. S&P 500 up over a little over 5 points. NASDAQ, it seemingly always goes up. Up 77.89 right now. That's a big jump once again for that NASDAQ. Oil down 46 cents, so we'll watch that one. Let's take a look and see how that's translating to you and to me. Well, the national average of a gallon of gasoline, $2.18.3, Calizuela, $3.22.1. Just 2 cents behind Hawaii for the lead in the nation. Looks to be that Mississippi is still the leader, 183.6. So Mississippi under $2 a gallon, Calizuela over $3 a gallon. And the national average, it just went up a little bit, about a half a penny this day from yesterday. It's about a little under a penny from a week ago, a little down a little bit from a month ago. So we're watching those. But again, Calizuela, we continue to vote for the people that want to charge us more money. And then we wonder, why does it cost us so much money for gasoline in Calizuela? Unbelievable. You know, I watched as much of the Democrat infomercial as I could possibly stomach. Was not a good time. Didn't enjoy much of it. But here's the issue is, you know, you got to, in order for me to report on it, got to have some semblance of information there. And, you know, they talk about if you don't like where you are, vote something different. Well, I agree. If you don't like where you are, if you don't like the way our taxes are here in Calizuela, you don't like the way we're treated. If you're having a party in Los Angeles and the mayor doesn't like it and he turns off your power, right? Think about all those things. That's all part of the Calizuela culture. Vote for somebody different. I just throw that out there. It's up to you whether you want to do it or not, but I give you that thought process. Hey, let's look at what else is going on in the news. Well, yeah, I talked a little bit about the Democrat infomercial. We get the Republican infomercial next week. ABC, NBC, CBS, 10 to 11. That's their prime time. Average about 2 million viewers each. 2 million viewers each. Do you think you could, what do you think you could put on there to get 2 million viewers? I bet it doesn't take a whole heck of a lot for them to get 2 million. By accident, you're going to get 2 million because people are going to just be flipping channels in a country of 320 million people. I submit that 2 million, you know, no one's watching. No one cares. Now, the cable networks, well, Fox probably is not going to get much of a viewership for this because Fox viewers know what they're going to be getting. They're 95% conservatives, so they're not going to be watching. The cable news, Cannabis News Network, MSNB, Hee-Haw, they're going to be watching this week. Next week, they'll turn it off because they don't want to see what the Republicans have to say. It's just, are you getting a picture here that it's nothing more than an echo chamber? So why is it, number one, you know, when you're doing it as an infomercial and you're doing it in a sense that it's recorded and, you know, you listen to Michelle Obama a couple days ago, right? She didn't mention Kamala Harris, so maybe it was probably recorded before that. She mentioned the wrong number of deaths from coronavirus, so that almost proves that it was recorded well before any of these things happening. I know that they're probably very, very busy right now, so they can't be dealing with some of this stuff. They don't want to be dealing with a convention. A virtual convention, right? Because it's not really a convention. It's a virtual convention. I mean, I could put my broadcasts up on Zoom and share them and say, you know, something, he might be here, he might not be here. Those of you that are old enough, you remember. Is it real or is it Memorex? Right? That's just kind of the issues there. But the bottom line with the convention, it's boring. Right? Michelle Obama's speech, well, that wasn't as boring. We talked a little bit about that one, so we're not going to go do that again. But people want to watch that. The only one that really had anything to say, and I don't agree with any of what she has to say, but when you listen to the speeches at the Democrat infomercial, right, you're not hearing anything beyond I hate Trump. Okay, well, how many hours can you watch I hate Trump? And how many hours can you watch Vote Joe, he's not Trump? The only one out of the whole group, I guess you could say Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders, they're the only ones that spoke about policy. And I don't agree with their policies, but at least they've got some policy. Not hearing that from anybody else. You get John Kasich, okay, we understand that he doesn't like President Trump, so he'll do anything to vote to try and help anybody other than Trump. But here's the issue that makes us 100% certain that the ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNB, Hee-Haw, CNN, they're all in this together with the Democrat talking points. Every one of them has nothing to say, but they've come up with the same exact line. Now, how many times do you use in your life the word empathy? Right, maybe once in a great while, but every one of the stations has the same thing, that the president doesn't treat anybody with empathy. The president doesn't do this with empathy. The president doesn't have empathy. Joe Biden has empathy. Joe Biden is empathetic, right? How many times do you have to hear it till you realize, you know something? They got talking points from somebody. Yeah, it's from the Democrat on K Street, Washington, D.C. They send out their talking points, and everybody, like good little sheep, they all just continue following on with what they have to say at the Democrat convention. Just fascinates me how that can continue going on over and over again, and people don't catch a clue to it. But that's what we're here for. We got to tell you that kind of thing. So even in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's 1 minute that she was allotted, did you notice that she did second the nomination of Bernard Sanders of Vermont, but never mentioned Joe Biden, never, ever mentioned Joe Biden? Does that give you a little bit of a
surprise, surprise, surprise?
Now, another one on the surprise front, Colin Powell. Yeah, he calls himself a Republican. When was the last time you heard anything conservative coming out of his mouth? He was pro-Obama all the way. So even when you deal with a non-conservative, John McCain, and you deal with a non-conservative, Mitt Romney, well, Colin Powell was not for either one of those. And again, obviously, he's not going to be for Donald Trump. He wasn't in 2016. He's not now. Why? Well, he was the Secretary of State under George W. Bush, felt that he was betrayed by George W. Bush on the issue of weapons of mass destruction when there were none. And Powell never forgave President Bush or the Republican establishment. So you can guess exactly what Colin Powell is going to have to say at any given time. You understand that. So why don't you just come out there and say, you know something, I hate Trump. And it doesn't matter, you could have put up anybody, but I hate Trump is the issue. That's all they care about. Unbelievable. But you know something, they just mislead all the time. Throw that out there for you. Again, let's see what else we've got going on in the news. How about this one? I found this one. 207 people in all of these peaceful protests. There have been 207 people that have been charged with federal crimes, 207 of them, 61 in Chicago, 16 Albuquerque, 32 New Mexico. I'm sorry, 16 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 32 in Cleveland, 22 Detroit, 11 Milwaukee, 15 in St. Louis, Memphis, 7. Federal crimes. Do you think they're federal crimes for being a peaceful protest? I don't think so. How about this one going back the other way now? Residents of Minneapolis are suing the local government, and the suit is being filed by the Upper Midwest Law Center. The lawsuit says, quote, "You, the city government of Minneapolis, are in violation of the charter by defunding the police department. You have gone below per capita the number of police officers that are required according to the law," unquote. Gotta love it. That's going back and just using the laws of the land. Here's another one, and this one is a little bit personal. New law in California requires college students to take ethnic studies courses. What does ethnic studies courses translate to? It's called America bashing. That's an interesting one. Air travel now down 85% from last year. Tough on that industry. The entertainment industry, that one's just about gone. Very little in production. Are they getting what they... what was Reverend Wright's commentary? The chickens are coming home to roost. So airlines and entertainment on their way out. Post office... Yeah, well, we know we're going to have massive fraud in the post office when we come to election day. There's going to be lawsuits all over the place. I will tell you that based on what happened in the Gore v. Bush lawsuits, I would anticipate the stock market taking a big drop right after the elections with all the lawsuits and with the uncertainty of the election. Just throw that out there for you so you have a little heads up. And you'll be able to say, I heard it first. On Ron Siegel Radio, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial market. Forbearance numbers are lower than expected. Credit 101, what is revolving utilization for credit cards? No spending limits. And yes, we've got the featured home brought to you by mysocallender.com. Yes, the featured home brought to you by mysocallender.com. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990, or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Dow Jones Industrial Average now up a little over 16 points. The NASDAQ's up 68 points, almost 69 points. S&P 500 up 4.5 points. 10-year Treasury, that yield is down 3 basis points, 0.648 is the yield. Mortgage-backed securities, that bond is up 5 basis points, meaning interest rates are down ever so slightly today, still trying to offset that FHFA tax that was put on by surprise about a week or so ago, which really hit everybody and hurt everybody. But FHFA, you know, they've got their own agenda. So what is driving all of this in the markets? Well, a lousy 20-year auction and the Fed mentioning that they were not going to be instating a yield curve control did erase the gains that we saw early in the day yesterday. But because we remained above that 25-day moving average, we remained patient and we were rewarded. Initial jobless claims for last week released showing 1.1 million individuals filed for unemployment benefits for the first time. This was 135,000 more than last week. But continuing claims of those continuing to receive benefits improved by 636,000 to 14.8 million. There were also the pandemic unemployment assistance claims, PUA, that are not captured in the headlines. These are people that usually would not be approved for unemployment benefits, like gig workers and contractors. Those claims, which are separate and in addition to the headline claims, totaled 543,000 last week. Continuing PUA claims worsened by 500,000 to 11.2 million. Total people receiving some type of benefit around 28 million, which means the real-time estimate for unemployment right around 17%. Largest increase for jobless claims, 201,000 right here in Calizuela, leading once again. And we know that that's going to get even worse when we start dealing with the gig workers, the Ubers and Lyfts, who they say tonight could be their last day of work, depending upon what the appeals court comes back with. June Cass Freight Index came out late yesterday showing that shipments fell 13.1% year over year. That was an improvement from the negative 17.8% last month. Month over month, the index was up 4.8%. Cass Freight said that July was better than expected in the trucking market and that all rail traffic continued to improve at a faster pace than the Cass Freight Index. Cass Freight Index. Although still below last year's levels, everything seems to be moving in the same direction. What does all of that mean? Well, very few people report on the Cass Freight Index because it is very, very, very leading. Why? Well, in order for you to go buy something, that's retail sales, in order for something to be built, home builders index, in order for anything to happen, it has to get put on a truck or rail or plane first. And the Cass Freight Index is that measure. So it's consistently telling us in advance what the freight companies are seeing, what they're saying, what's happening in their world. When we look at what's happening in the world of the freight carriers, we can start getting an indication of where the market is, what's going on in the world. And that Cass Freight Index is that leading indicator to give us that information. So when we watch that one for you, we're basically telling you, well, you start looking at it and you say, how did you know that was going to happen, Ron? Well, we told you a year ago there was going to be a recession. Now, did we know about a pandemic? No. But we did have the idea of the knowing that there was a recession coming. It would have happened, in our opinion, either way, whether we had the pandemic or not. The pandemic just made it happen earlier. But the idea here is it just tells you that the market is watching these things, and when people stop buying, when people stop moving freight, or the stores stop buying, there's some good information for us to know to do our predictions. Now, what do we know about the marketplace right now? Well, people got the stimulus money. What did you do with your stimulus check? Well, most people spent it, and people that were making more money on unemployment with that stimulus check and the unemployment benefit, that $600 a week extra, well, we don't save in the United States. What we end up doing is we go out and we spend that money. And when we spend that money, that's why we saw great sales at Amazon, Target, Walmart. Their sales numbers are all going crazy. Why? Because people have extra money. They have more money than they've ever had. And being that they're not going to save it for that rainy day to see if they get anything coming this month or if they get a job back, which we just saw the first-time unemployment claims. Well, that's the idea right there. That's what's going on. That's why retail sales are up. Now, we know that people stopped buying or the businesses stopped buying. The Freight Index told us that. When they stop buying it, when the wholesalers and the retailers stop buying on the wholesale level and you continue to buy on the retail level, what does that tell us? Well, it tells us that inventory is being drawn down. When inventory is drawn down, we know with certainty that people are going to end up going out and having the stores are going to have to go out and replenish that inventory. When they go and replenish that inventory, we're going to start seeing more growth again in the economy. Just throw that out there for you. Watch how the economic numbers work. Right now, 11 states preparing to offer that $300 extra in unemployment benefits. 8 others are waiting on where the money is coming from. Well, there's $44 billion in a FEMA disaster fund. So being that the Democrats are not helping out in Congress and approving something like this, when the president issued his executive order, where did he get the money from? Well, it was in the FEMA fund, and he came out and said, okay, this is where we can get that from. More than 250,000 unemployed people in Arizona became the first Americans to receive an extra $300 in weekly unemployment benefits on Monday following the executive actions taken by President Trump. The memorandum signed August 8th at this New Jersey club calls for the distribution of additional $300 weekly federal unemployment benefit on top of the state benefits that unemployed people typically receive. And again, that $300 is a part of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's $44 billion fund. And we'll see if the Congress decides that they're going to replenish that fund or not. So there is not an insignificant caveat, though, that jobless Americans are only eligible for the $300 add-on if they already receive at least $100 a week in benefits from their state. Therefore, nearly 1 million Americans who receive less than $100 a week would not be eligible for the add-on benefit. Just throw that out there for you. That's how it's working. States will have to pay 25% of the cost of delivering the extra $300. And as of Monday, only 18 states had said they would accept the FEMA grants, according to a survey by the Associated Press. Another 30 said they were still considering the offer and hadn't decided. What are you waiting for? Either yay or nay. Go and just let your people know. Let the country know. Let the people of your state know. So here's where things stand in states that have been approved by FEMA. We've got Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Utah. Those are the states that have already said they care about their people. They're going to do it. Venezuela, yeah, we don't want to do anything like that. It might be too beneficial for the people. Just throw that out there for you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets when we come back. Forbearance numbers are lower than expected. What are forbearance numbers? Why are they lower? We'll talk about that with you. Credit 101, what is revolving utilization for credit cards with no spending limits, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on YouTube at Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. You also find out from that digest exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. You'll find out exactly what the market believes about your property. And best of all, it is free. Forbearance numbers lower than expected. Originally, some housing industry analysts were concerned that the mortgage forbearance program, which allows families to delay payments to a later date, could lead to an increase in foreclosures when forbearances end. Some even worried that we might relive the 2006-2008 housing crash all over again. Once you examine the data, however, that seems unlikely. Report by Odetta Kushi, chief economist for First American, quote, despite the federal foreclosure moratorium, there were fears that up to 30% of homeowners would require forbearance, ultimately leading to a foreclosure tsunami. Forbearance did not hit 30%, but rather peaked at 8.6% and has been steadily falling since, unquote. According to the most current data from Black Knight, the percentage of homes in forbearance has fallen to 7.4%. The report also gives the decrease in raw numbers. Quote, the overall trend of incremental improvement in the number of mortgages in active forbearance continues. According to the latest data from Black Knight, McDash Flash Forbearance Tracker, the number of mortgages in active forbearance fell by another 71,000 over the past week, pushing the total under 4 million for the first time since early May, unquote. So I'm showing you a graph on our video streams right now. Hopefully you're seeing some of the video through either our social media channels, RonSiegelRadio.tv, or our friends at KMET AM 1490 ABC News and Talk on their video bridge. The number of mortgages active forbearance is decreasing, and you can see how that chart shows weekly. Reward also explains that across the board, overall forbearance activity fell with 10% fewer new forbearance requests and nearly 40% fewer renewals. What about potential foreclosures once forbearance ends? Kushi addressed that question as well. Quote, there are two main reasons why this crisis is unlikely to produce a wave of foreclosures similar to the 2008 recession. First, the housing market is in a much stronger position compared with a decade ago. Accompanied by more rigorous lending standards, the household debt-to-income ratio is at a four-decade low, and household equity near a three-decade high. Indeed, thus far, MBA data indicates that the majority of homeowners who took advantage of forbearance programs are either staying current on their mortgage or paying off the loan through a home sale or refinance. Second, this service sector-driven recession is disproportionately impacting renters, unquote. There is one potential challenge. Today, the options available to homeowners will prevent a large spike in foreclosures. That's good, not just for those families impacted, but for the overall housing market. A recent study by Fannie Mae, however, reveals that many Americans are not aware of the options they have. That's a big issue. It's imperative for potentially impacted families to better understand the mortgage relief programs available to them for their personal housing situation and for the overall real estate market. The bottom line, If Americans fully understand their options and make good choices regarding those options, the current economic slowdown does not need to lead to mass foreclosures. What does all of that mean? How do we decipher that? How do we digest all of that information for you? Well, I got some insight into a couple of the major lenders, the major servicing companies and investment companies, investors. And they've basically, what's happened is they learned from 2006, 2007, 2008. They were hit by that wave, and they did not have the infrastructure in place to handle all of the calls that they were getting, the thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of calls that they were getting on a regular basis. So what did they do? They figured it out, right? So they went and dealt with all of that, the call centers. And I know some of them have set up call centers. So if you're in that position, if you're hurting and you need help, you can actually call the big bank servicers and tell them your situation. It might take you some time to get through, might have a little issues there. But the bottom line is they've got staff on hand to help with these things, and they'll be able to tell you what your options are. Maybe they'll put the payments on the end of your loan. So either if you've got a 30-year mortgage or a 15-year mortgage, you put those at the tail end, or you pay it back if you do a refinancing of your home. So those are some of the benefits that they've got in there that they've planned for this time. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, FDA, USDA, VA, they've all set these programs up in advance so that you're in place to understand them. You'll know what's going on. You're able to look into options. Now, here's the issue that you have to be careful of, and this happens on a lot of times with people. The problem becomes those folks that say, you know something, I'm going to stick my head in the sand. I'm not going to do anything about these issues. I'm just going to sit there and look at it and say, you know something, they'll figure it out, or maybe they won't catch me, or something along those lines. And I'm going to tell you right here, right now, they're going to figure it out. They're going to know what's going on. So what you really need to do is you need to make that phone call. Call those investors and your servicer and ask them what your options are. Once you know what your options are, you can make a business decision. You don't have to go through foreclosure. If you know that your options are that you can sell your property, well, give us a call at 800-306-1990. No, I do not sell property. I have a license, but no, it's not something that I do. It's something that you'll be able to make that call, and I'll put you in touch with a realtor in your area, anywhere in the sound of my voice. I've got relationships with people that I can tell you do a good job for the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. When you go and do that, then you're going to be able to say, okay, now I know what the numbers are. You can actually give us a call, call our team, our private client team, and they'll actually go and they'll look and say, okay, based on the numbers in your area, we can tell you with some level of certainty that this is what your house should sell for. With that knowledge, then you go and you say, okay, if my house will sell for, you know, $500,000 and I'm going to net out of that $100,000, there might be an opportunity for you to go and then start looking for a new property at a lower price point that you do qualify for. Just a thought for you right there. See how you make these things work for you. Knowledge is how you can, knowledge is power, right? So if you understand what your options are, then you're able to figure out what how to go forward, right? You figure out, okay, if I sell my house, I'm going to get this amount of money. If I get that amount of money, I can buy something for a little bit less, and I'll know how much money I have for a down payment. Are you working or not working? Maybe you need to rent something for a short period of time until you get your job back or you get some regular income, because you're not going to find too many people that are going to lend you money if you're not working and if you don't have regular income. There are some loans out there for business owners that can go ahead and get money like that, right? There is stated income loans for business owners. They're out there. But what I want you to understand is, again, figure out where the money's coming from, what you're doing, and set a plan And we're more than happy to help you set that game plan. That's one of the things that we do. That's why I tell you all the time when we're talking about interest rates, strategy beats rate always. Right? So we want to get that plan in place so you can get that home that you want and not have the stress. Just a thought for you from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Credit 101, what is revolving utilization? We'll talk to you about that when we come back. And four credit cards with no spending limit, all that and more. You can reach me anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the option to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership. What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? Mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal PRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Our featured home today brought to you by MySoCalLender.com, MySoCalLender.com. Robert LaBianca, he's got another one, 148 Racquet Club Drive, Rancho Mirage, two bedrooms, one full and one three-quarter bathroom, south-facing end unit. In Mission Hills Country Club in the tennis complex, only one owner. It is in original condition and just waiting for the right buyer to make it a dream cottage with incredible views and privacy. Please go see it. You'll not be disappointed. That's some information from our friend Robert LaBianca. Let's take a look at this one, $249,350. I guess I should have put this up on the screen so you can actually see it, right? I mean, that would only make sense. So you can take a look at the property with me and have all the information right there. So we're going to share that with you. There it is. Let's see. Purchase price, $249,350. Put 10% down. You're looking at a payment, $1,994. That's 4.22. I have to look at that one again because that's got some high points in there. So that one will probably be a little bit less than that. HOA dues are $584 a month. So Robert's got a pretty good property here, $249,350, 20% down. You're going to be probably looking somewhere around $1,500 a month. The 15-year is going to be probably somewhere around $2,000 a month. And we've got the APRs on there. So we'll get that updated. If you want more information on this property, just give us a call, 800-306-1990. Again, 800-306-1990. Again, the featured home brought to you by MySoCalLender.com, MySoCalLender.com. Let's take a look at a couple reports that we have for you today. Let's get this screen cleaned up a little bit. There it is. Okay. So we've got a couple of reports for you that we wanted to talk about. They're generally what we were doing in the Your Credit Matters segment. But I hear this all the time because it's one of the biggest items that you need to understand when it comes to your credit is credit utilization. Credit utilization. So what is credit utilization? So again, to understand revolving utilization, you first have to understand revolving credit. Revolving credit accounts are those that have a revolving balance such as credit cards. When you're approved for a credit card, you're given a credit limit. If you have a credit card with a limit of $1,000 and you use it to buy $200 worth of goods, you now have a $200 balance and an $800 remaining credit limit. Now, if you pay that $200, you again have $1,000 of open credit. If you pay $150, you have $950 open credit. But your credit revolves between balance owed and how much open credit you have available to use, how much you have to pay each month. Known as the minimum payment, depends on how much your balance owed is. Other forms of revolving credit include lines of credit, home equity lines of credit. They work similar to credit cards. What is not revolving credit? Well, installment loans involve taking out a lump sum, paying it back in an agreed upon fashion over a set term of months or years. Typically, you agree to pay a certain amount per month for a certain number of months to cover the amount you borrowed plus any interest. With an installment loan, the amount of your monthly payment is determined by your loan agreement, not the balance due. Common types of installment loans include vehicle loans, personal loans, student loans, mortgages. So what is revolving utilization or credit utilization or debt to limit ratio? All terms for the same thing. Relates only to revolving credit and isn't a factor with installment loans. Utilization refers to how much of your credit balance you're using at a given time. Here's how to determine your individual or overall credit utilization. Look at your credit report. Identify all your credit accounts. Each of these accounts has a credit limit, supposedly the most you can spend on that account, and a balance, how much you have spent. To calculate individual utilization percentage on an account, divide the balance by the credit limit and multiply that number by 100. So $500 divided by 1,000 equals 0.5. That 5 times 100, 50%. That's pretty simple math right there. To calculate your overall utilization, add up all the credit limits and all the balances, divide that total again, and you're going to come up with your percentage of utilization for your overall. So if you've got 10 cards all using 500, you've got 5,000 out of 10,000, you're still at 50%. If you have a credit card with a $1,000 credit limit and a balance of 500, I just went through that one with you. All very, very simple issues. Now, what does all that mean? All that means is that you want to keep those numbers low. You want that utilization rate to be as low as possible. The lower your utilization rate, the better it's going to be for your FICO scores when you're looking at FICO scores. How do you reduce your revolving utilization? There's two ways. First, you can pay down the balances. The less you owe, the less your utilization will be. Second, call your credit card company or your creditor and ask them to increase the credit limit. So that $500 divided by 1,000, if that 500 is now divided by 2,000, now it's, your utilization is 25%. Better for you. What is the impact of that utilization on your credit score? Well, most people believe, because no one really gets the exact numbers from FICO, but 30% of your credit score is derived by your credit utilization numbers. So if your credit score runs on a FICO score for mortgages, 350 to 850, that's a 500-point spread. 30%, obviously 150. So 150 out of that 500 points is going to come from your utilization. It's a big number to remember. So one of those two ways that I talked to you about already is how you're going to find out which direction you want to go, which direction you need to go to maximize that. So how do you find out if the revolving utilization is a problem? Well, you give us a call at 800-306-1990, or you listen to Ron Siegel Radio, because we do talk to you about this on a regular basis. Again, you want to keep all of your utilization numbers below 10% is a big benefit to your credit score. If you get them below 30%, that's going to help. 50% is pretty neutral. 70% is going to start being derogatory to your credit score. And if you go over 100, then they really don't like it, and it has an impact on a negative impact on your credit score. So watch those numbers on a regular basis. Now, how do you deal with that? How do you watch it? Well, I have a couple of different ways that you deal with that. Number one is if you go to your accounts, go to all your credit card accounts on a fixed day, maybe, and here's what I like to think is go a couple days before, but go to the 10th, the 20th, and the 30th. And, you know, go a couple days before that, and you can actually find out what your balance is and pay as much as you can at that time, much as possible. And that way you bring down that utilization number. The other way you do it is you go in about 3 or 4 or 5 days right before your statement closing date, not the due date, but the closing date, and pay it then so the payment gets there before the statement closing date. That way, like I hear people all the time say, well, I pay my balance in full. When do you pay it, is my question. Well, I get the statement, I pay it. Well, it's never reported as being a benefit to you on the utilization side. It's going to keep your history good, but it does not help your utilization. And that's where the problem comes in, is you need to help on both sides of that equation. So because the history is 35% of your score, and the utilization is 30% of your score. So you want to make sure that you're getting the biggest bang for your buck on both of those, not just one. So if you pay at the 10th, the 20th, and the 30th, you're always going to keep your balance as low as possible. And hopefully when it comes close to the statement closing date, your payments have got there and it's benefited you. Just a couple of ways, it's some strategies for you to help you to keep that utilization number the lowest number possible. And again, so that's the two. Now remember, if you do the 10, 20, 30, that's easy because you're going to always be covering that payment due date, which we didn't talk about. But if you're on the other side, if you're paying right before the statement closing date, you do need to watch the payment due date, because there may be a charge that comes in between the day that you pay it, 3 or 4 days before the statement closing date, and the statement closing date, and then you might end up with a $1, $2, $10, $20 minimum payment due. You want to make sure that you make that payment so you don't go late. Just another thought there for you, because we don't want you to be late ever. Remember that your payment history is that bigger portion, 35% of your score. Utilization is 30% of your score. So if you think about that, those two numbers, that's 65% of your FICO score comes from those two items alone, 65%. Yeah, I hear people talk about inquiries. That's probably 10%. 10%, 500, 50 points, right? 10% of 500 is 50. If you go from an 850 to an 800, you've still got a tremendous FICO score, so it's not a problem. A lot of people worry about the little number, the 10%, and then they forget all about the big number, the 35 and the 30. They don't have a strategy for dealing with that. So keep that in mind. Watch it all the time. Make sure you're always on top of your FICO scores. That way, when you need them, they're there for you, and you've got that safety net. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items that affect your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean for engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Well, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.